Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Dis-ease is the absence of peace. I said last night that inner conflict is the absence of peace. Inner conflict. And inner conflicts can be things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not going to afford it, the flu's coming, I'm going to get it, how come I get angry? I mean, just inner conflict with ourselves at all times can lead to a position of being in stress. I'm not at peace, so I'm stressed out, which now releases certain toxins in our bodies. And your immune system can be compromised through that. And so we're talking now about getting healthy and staying healthy. And one of the ways to do that is to get into a place of peace. And so once again, this is for all of you wonderful people that are looking at healing and health, either for yourself, to retain it, to maintain it, or to help others. But it's vitally important to know the Word of God and the way He's created us as human beings, spirit, soul, and body. And in the soulish realm, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, is where most of the trouble is. I'm not saying all of the trouble, but most of it, 95%. You got the other 5%, I believe, is the human body. Because it's got used to things, we've fed it, certain chemicals, so now it's craving. If you're born again, you got no problems coming from your spirit man, the real you, if you're born again. It's made perfect in righteousness. The Bible says perfect in righteousness and perfect in holiness. We read that last night. So it's not from there. If you're not born again, you could have issues coming from there. Amen. Amen. But a born again child of God, you don't have issues coming from your spirit man. It's coming from your soulish realm and your body. Amen. So we have to establish certain things in our lives, get an understanding of things, and know that God wants you to know who you are. It's vitally important, vital to our well-being, to know who I am in Christ. You know, Paul said, I don't know how many times, I think it was 54 times, in Christ, in Him, and through Him. Amen? And I mentioned this analogy once before. It's like walking into a massive store, Macy's or some huge store, 10 floors in New York, whatever it is. And you're looking for a certain store. You're looking for the Gucci store for all the ladies. They're looking for Gucci. So they go to the big board and it's got rows of stores. And it says Gucci. You got A, B, C, D, F, G, and you look, G, U, C, C, I, there's Gucci. It's on the third floor in the southeast corner. Brilliant. You know where it is. Many people know where the scriptures are. They know it's in the Bible. They're not sure exactly where, but it's in the Bible. Someone said, or the song said, you know. But now that's not good enough to know where it is. And so, if it says it's on the third floor and I've been wondering all day, walking up and down, I don't know where I am. I don't know what floor I'm on. I don't know if I'm in the east, the west, the south, or the north. So there's a little star that says you are here, correct? You are here. Now I know where I am. I know where I've got to go. It's the same with the Word of God. You've got to know who you are in order to walk into what is provided. And the devil will lie to you nonstop that you're a sinner saved by grace. You're no good. You sinned last week. You sinned this morning. You didn't read your Bible enough. And they start making you get a picture and a vision of yourself not being who you're supposed to be. And you call yourself a Christian. How many of you sinned this last month? Every hand, please. Jack, both hands. Right? We all did something. What is not of faith is sin, according to the Bible. What is not of faith is sin. All right? And so I think that's Romans 14, 17. But if it's not faith, it's sin. So now what happens is we get into a place of guilt. You know what guilt brings? Disease. Disease. And if you're now thinking, I want to get healed, I've got an issue, guess what you're thinking outside of, I've got to get healed. I'm not worthy to. I've done wrong. And people can't receive the healing because of a place of dis-ease, because they don't know who they are. God said, you are a child of mine and you're a joint heir together with Christ. Listen, the Bible says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. We all know that. And then in Galatians 4:7, he says, therefore, you're no longer a servant, but a son or daughter. And if a child of God, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. I'm a joint heir together with Christ. That's who I am, which means the inheritance is mine. What's the inheritance? Everything that's promised in Ephesians 1:3. Every spiritual gift is given to us in heavenly places, which includes healing, prosperity, peace, joy, protection, you name it. So when I know I'm a child of God, like Jesus knew he was a child of God. Sounds strange to say, I'm a child of God like Jesus was a child of God. Well, was he born in a manger coming up 2,000 years ago? Some people say he was born in April and some... Don't get into that stupidness. Just know he was born. And thank God for it and rejoice in it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Just be more interested in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I crucify my flesh and I preach nothing but him and him crucified. Who cares if he was born in May, June? He was 2 years of age when they came into the house to see him. But then they say he was in a manger. Who cares? He got to 2 years of age. And the wise men came, and it wasn't three wise men. The Bible says wise men. I guess this is a good time of the year to mention this. The Bible says wise men from the east. It doesn't say three wise men. The reason why people have interpreted it to being three wise men is because of the three different kinds of gifts. Remember that? Gold. What did he get? Gold, myrrh, and frankincense. So it was three gifts. And we think that they came, here we are, here's your gold, here's your frankincense, here's your myrrh. Little, cute little boxes. They came to see a king. These people were kings from the east. They came with a caravan. They traveled for 2 years back and forth. They came with caravans, with servants, with camels laden with goods. You would never go into a king's presence without bringing presents and gifts. Remember when Queen Sheba went and saw King Solomon? She came with ships full of gifts. You didn't go into a king's presence without gifts. So people think, oh, you got this, you got that, you got that. No. They brought it. When they camped at night, they had servants tending to them, to their camels, putting tents up, taking care of them. Well, that's not in the Bible. Well, no, but if you read that they were kings from the east and they brought gifts, they knew they were coming to see a king. Remember they told Herod, we've come to see the king. Herod said, well, tell me when you find him so I can also worship him, wanting to kill him, right? They knew they were coming to visit a king. So they didn't come with little itty bits. You see, if I came to visit you at your house and it's the first time I'm at your house, you just bought the house, I'll bring you a pie or a plant or something nice, a house gift, correct? But if you were a king and you were in the palace, I'd bring more than a little vase with some flowers in it. They loaded him up. And in actual fact, I believe that that's where Jesus was assigned, not at that time, but he had to get a treasurer because of the amount of gold they brought. They brought gold. And Jesus had a treasurer. Remember Judas? So he wasn't a pauper. He wasn't broke. You go find me a broke person outside with an accountant. So we get into these things, it was three wise men and because of three gifts. No, they had a caravan taking care of them. We don't know how many there were. Amen. And so that's a little side journey because this time of the year. And so Jesus knew who he was. He knew who he was. And that's why the devil could not get him. In the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, it was real temptation. If Jesus didn't know who he was, he might have fallen. But he knew, I'm the Son of God and I've come to do a work and let's defeat what you've brought. Right? And he stood strong. When you don't know who you are in Christ, and the sickness attacks, or the no finances attacks, or the divorce proceedings start, or the addictions are there, and you don't know who you are, you will more than likely fall. You've got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. I am a child of God. I am a joint heir together with the one who saved me. And he was a child of God. Remember in Acts 4:29, Lord, grant us your servants that with the boldness you would speak your word and by stretching forth our hands to heal, that signs and wonders will be done in the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Amen. Jesus was a child. He was a son of God. You and I are sons of God. We've got to reconcile that in our brain. We have to get reconciliation of the fact that I'm a child of God. Amen. Sure, God, earthly parents, but they were created by my heavenly Father. Amen. So we've got to really get this in our minds and get it down into our subconscious that I'm a child of God. No matter what happens, no matter how bad things get, no matter if I sin or not, I am a child of God. My children do things that really annoy me sometimes, but they remain my son and my daughter, no matter what. Some people think they sin, and now they've got to get reborn again. That's not true. And you know, I was talking last night, I mentioned a few times that there is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. I'm telling you, there's an identity crisis. In fact, there's identity theft. When we stand up and say, I'm sick as a child of God, the devil has lied to us and he's given us, sold us a false identity. Amen. We're not sick. We're not. Say, put your hand on your heart. You at home, put your hand on your heart and say, I am not sick. I am a child of God. And by the stripes on Jesus' back, I was healed. Just like the blood that flew through his veins and poured out of his body, I was saved. I am healed. It sounds foreign and weird sometimes to consider yourself a joint heir together with Christ. So divine health is available to each and every one of us. And so today it's accessing healing and health.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka moccasins and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road,